Shalom to all. Today's daf is Yerushalmi Rosh Hashanah daf Chafhei, and we are starting Chaf Daled Amud Beis near the bottom with Halacha Zayin. And today's daf is sponsored by Lili Nishmas Marsh Merim Sarbas Biaka Moshe Hernish Shama should have an Aliyah. So we're going to read the beginning of the Mishnah, even though we already learned it previously. Amalei Rebbe Akiva told him this Rabbi Chaminuri Im Einet Tekel Malchias Lamehu Maskir. If he's not going to be blowing shofar for Malchias, so why is it mentioned? Elo rather, this is what he does is Rabbi Akiva Omer of his Gurus Kedushas Hashem. He says the first he brachos Shmaya Esrei Vekol Malchias and Kedushas Hayoyim, and then he includes the Pesuk on Malchias with Kedushas Hayoyim Vetekeya, and that gets the Kedushas Shofar. Then Zechronos. Now we've been discussing Malchias, Zechronos, and Shofars. No saying less than 10 Pesukim Malchias, 10 of Zechronos, and 10 of Shofars. Now Rechem and Uriyamer, he says, Imram and Shalash, Shalash, Yatzah. If he said 3-3, he's Yatzah, and we're going to see more what this is referring to. Now, Ein Mazkir and Malchias, Zechronos, Shofars, Shalpranos, no mentioning Pesukim of Malchias, Zechronos, or Shofars that has to do with Peranos, punishment, and we're going to see a few examples in the Gemara, and also Maschal Batayro, Mashlam Benav. He starts out with Pesukim of Tyra and he concludes with Pesukim of Navi with the Pesukim of Ksuvim in between. Or Rabbi Yisrael, he says, Im Hishlam B'Tyra Yatsa, if he concluded the Pesukim of Tyra, he's Yaitzei. Says the Gemara, Im Pechsem Asar Malchias, Keneged, this corresponds to Asar Kilusin Shomer David, to the 10 praises that David HaMelech said in the final parakah to Tehillim, Haluka, Halukel B'Kachai, Halu B'Kir Uzai, V'Gaimer, Ad Kon Shomat Haluka, Haluka. And it was many different Pesukim of praises in Tehillim. The reason why this parakah Tehillim was picked is because it also says, Halu B'Seka Shaifar, which is obviously referring to Rosh Hashanah. Now, Asar Zechronos, what's with these 10 Zechronos? That's Keneged Asar Viduyim Shomer Yeshaya, corresponding 10 Viduyim, like Pesukim of Vidui, the Yeshaya Navi said, Rachatzu Izaku Asir Vigaymer, Limdu Hetev, Dershu Mishpat Vigaymer, 10 different Lashonos of either repenting or doing good things. And Maksiv Basrei, what does it say afterwards? Lechu Navi Vimacha Yom Rashem Vigaymer, and at the end of the Pasuk, it tells us, Im Yuchatoichem Kashanim, Kashel Galbinu, if your sins are like red, so it's going to be turned like white. So we see it has to do with Tshuva. And Chafiyam Banaf on top, this corresponds to the Musafim of Rosh Hashanah. They each have a tekiya of the Chatzotzers with them. That's 7 lambs, a par, an ayil, and a sire. That's a total of 10. And so that's why we have 10 psukim of Shofars. Here we have another discussion. Eloi Kus, Oilon Loi L'Shem Malchios, Div Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda says that if we have a pasuk that has Shem Hashem in it, for example, Shema Yisrael Shem L'Kinu Hashem Echad, so that's counted as a pasuk for Malchios. Whereas Rabbi Yehuda says, in an Oilon Loi, it doesn't count. Another Machlokes, Eloi Kus. If it's a pasuk that has both Elikus and Malchus, so that's actually going to count as two different psukim because we both have Elikus and Malchus. And here we have an important gears to change. Divrei Rabbi Yehuda, that's Rabbi Yehuda's opinion. That's Rabbi Yehuda Shitasai, as we just saw before. That a pasuk with Elikus counts as a pasuk for Malchus according to Rabbi Yehuda. So if it has Elikus and Malchus, so it's going to count as two for Rabbi Yehuda. Whereas Rabbi Yaisi and Rabbi Yaisi says, in an island, it doesn't count. And we further discuss this. We have a pasuk that tells us, Zamer Likim Zameru, Zamer Lamalkenu Zameru. That counts as two, to Rabbi Yehuda's opinion, or Rabbi Yosi and Rabbi Yosi says, in an island, it doesn't count, and Rabbi Zeir asks as follows, Bei Ub de Basri Pligin, or Bei Lagarmi Pligin, do they argue about this pasuk and the next one, or only about this pasuk itself? This pasuk we just read is Zamer Lekim Zameru, Zamer Lekim Zameru. Now the pasuk afterwards says, Ki Melech Kol Ha'aretz Lekim Zamru Maskil. So the question is only this first pasuk counted as two, because it has two Lashonos, Zamer Lekim Zameru, Zamer Lekim Zameru, but the next pasuk of Ki Melech Kol Ha'aretz Lekim Zamru Maskil, maybe that's not considered as two psukim because it really just reads as one and it's not viewed as two separate things, or no, maybe they argue in both of those psukim. And the answer is Matani, from that we have a brisa that tells us Hakol Moedin, everyone agrees that Be Malach Elokim Al Goyim, which is the next pasuk, Shehu Echad, that's considered just like one lashon, not two lashonos. So Adamar, that tells us that Be Ubed Basri Pligin, then these first two psukim, they're actually arguing in both of them, because since we see from this brisa that tells specifically that they both agree regarding the third pasuk, it must be their machlekes is regarding the first two psukim and not just the first pasuk. We have another discussion about this. We have a pasuk that tells us suushar moshechem and also pischa olam v'gaimer, and then another pasuk tells us suushar moshechem usu pischa olam. So harishon mishum shem echad, mashenim mishum shnayim. The first one counts as one. The second one counts as two. Divrei Rabbi Yaisi. That's Rabbi Yaisi's opinion. That's because the first pasuk tells us suushar moshechem and also pischa olam v'yavay melcha kavod. So that's just one. And even though it continues by saying mihu zemelcha kavod, that's not counted as another lashon, whereas the second pasuk of Su'ushar Moshechem Usu Pesche Olam, that's counted as two, even according to Rabbi Yosi, because it continues by saying Mize Melech Hakavod Hashem Tzivakos Hu Melech Hakavod Zelos, and says the Gemara Divrei Rabbi Yosi, that's the proper Girsa, that's Rabbi Yosi's opinion. Whereas Rabbi Yehuda Omer, he tells us Harishim Mishum Shnayim Hashem Mishum Shloisha, the first one's counted as two, and the second one is counted as three lashonos. And again, this Rabbi Yosi Rabbi Yehuda Lashitasam. We can explain Mishra Rabbi Yechamunuri Omer Im Amran Shalosh Yatzah. Rabbi Yechamunuri said that regarding Dvarim Psukim of Malchus Chornos and Shofars. If he says them three, he's Yotze. So Avinu Sofer Meimar originally thought, what does this mean? The Shalish Mikol Echad VeEchad. If he says three Psukim of each one, which means that by each Malchus Chornos and Shofars, he can just say three of Tyra, three of Navi, and three of Ksuvim. So that's a total of nine Psukim. He's Yotze. And that means the Machlekes between Tanakama and Rabbi Chanuri would be that according to Tanakama, it has to be 10 Psukim, and according to Rabbi Chanuri, it's only nine. However, Ashkachas Tani is found taught in a Braisa, Afilu Shalish Mikulon Yotza. Even if altogether only three Psukim are said, meaning one of Tyra, one of Navi, and one of Ksuvim, even that's sufficient, and that's okay. We can do explain the Mishnah. Imas Kirin Zikarna Machlos, the Shofar Shal Puranos. No mentioning Zikarnas, Machlos, and Shofars. They have to do with Puranis, punishments. So here we bring examples of such Psukim. Zikarn, the Chsiv, it says the Pasuk, Isim Zachar Hashem Vagaymer. There's a Pasuk in Yirmiyo that has to do with remembrance of a serving of Avodah Zarah. So it's definitely not something we want Hashem to remember. And Malchus, the Chsiv, the Pasuk says, Chayani Nuuma Hashem Alakim, Imloy Biyar Chazak Vagaymer. And this talks about Hashem ruling over us with a very strong, heavy hand. That's also not something we want to mention. And Shofar Tachsev, Ki Kol Shofar Shamat Nafshi Truas Mochama. I wouldn't want to remember such a Shofar of Mochama either. Lastly, the Mishnah said, Maschal B'Torah Mashal Menavi. And then it said, Im Hishlam B'Torah Yatza. That if he concluded with the Pasuk from Torah, so is Yatze. The question is, Ma L'Sha'avar Habetchil Olai? What? That's only L'Sha'avar, meaning in the past, the Bidi Eved. If he concluded with the Pasuk from Torah, he's Yatze, but L'Chatchil, you shouldn't do that. What's that supposed to mean? We actually want to conclude with Torah, and therefore, Amar Bechin says, Kinim Hasisa, this is really what the Mishnah is telling us. Rabbi Yosef Omer, he says, Tsarich Lahashlam B'Torah, L'Chatchil, we have to conclude Psukim with a Pasuk of Torah, and that's actually what we do in Masav Shemaine Esrei. And we can do with Halacha Ches, the Mishnah tells us, Harvil Lefnei Atevi B'Yamtev Shor Shana, one who daven for the Amud on Rosh Hashana, Hashini Maskia, the second one, meaning the one who daven Musaf, he's the one that blows Shofar, meaning we blow Shofar during Musaf. Now, B'Shasa Halel, on a day that we're going to say Halel, Harisha in Makrasa Halel, the first one, meaning the Baal Shachris, he's the one that says Halel. Sigmar tells us, Yaakov Rachel says, B'Shem Rechnon, why is it Shofar is blown by Halel? B'nei Maisa She'ira, because the story that happened, Pam Achas Taku B'Rishayna, one time they blew Shofar by Shachris, as really should be, because it's Rizim Akdim LeMitzvahs, Oyo Asainin, and the haters, meaning the enemy, Svurin, they thought, Shema Lein Hein Hoilchen, that maybe they're rising up against them, and the blow of the Shofar was a call to arm themselves in battle, Ba'amda Alem Hargum, so they stood up against the Yidin and they killed them, and therefore they switched it to Mosaf. Now, how did that help? Because Migu De'inun Chami Loin Kray Shema, once they saw them reading Shema, Umatzalion, and Danuk Shemaine Esrei, Vikarim by Raisa, reading from the Torah, Umatzli, and then Davening Mosaf, Vitakin, and then blowing Shofar, Inun Amrin, so the enemy says, Beni Musen Inun Esikin. They're just dealing with their culture, they're doing whatever it is they're supposed to be doing on this day of theirs, and they're not rising up against us in battle, because clearly they have a whole process that's taking them a couple hours in order to get to Shofar blowing. It's definitely not rebellion. So now we ask a question for Amr Af Bahalel Kane. So why not do the same thing by Halel? Why not say Halel by Mosaf? Now Rav Chaim Kanevsky explains that the one who's asking this question clearly didn't know about the answer that we just gave. He's coming from a totally different perspective. In a way, it's like a brand new discussion. He's coming from a perspective that we see Shofar being blown by Mosaf. So why not say Halel by Mosaf? And the answer is, let's call Amataman. Not everyone's there. A lot of people leave after Shachris, so you can't say Halel then. So he continues asking, Vamar Af B'Tkiya Kane, let's call Amataman. Why not say the same thing by Tkiya's Shofar? If a lot of people are leaving after Shachris, so blow the Shofar by Shachris and not by Mosaf. As a Chafei Amar on top, Amar B'Yayna, he says, Ksiv, we have a Pasuk that tells us that you have to blow Shofar by Mosaf. The Pasuk says, V'Oisi Yom Yom Yidrashun, and me, they're Dairish me every single day, but we have this double lashon of Yom Yom. What do we learn from here? Zu Tkiya V'Arava. This is referring to Tkiya and Arava. Tkiya is Rashana. Arava refers to Hashan Rabbah. Both of these are Yimei Din. They're days of judgment, and everyone's Dairish and they daven for a good judgment, and everything goes Basar, the end of the tefillah. We always look towards the end of the tefillah. That's the high point, that's the culmination, if you will, and therefore the tekiyah is going to be at the end of the tefillah by Mosaf. Now, Yishuv ben Levi, B'Shem al-Razantri, Shama Lam and Adah, he learned from the following Pasuk. It tells us as follows, Shama Hashem Tzedek, Zu Kriya Shema is referring to reading Kriya Shema. Hakshivu Rinasi, the Pasuk says, Zu Rinun Torah is referring to Rinun, like the song of Torah, which is referring to Kriya Satara. And then Azina Tefillah say, Zu Tefillah, this is referring to saying Shemaine Esrei. Beloisif say Mirma, Zu Mosaf, this is referring to Mosaf. And Maksiv Basrei, what does it say afterwards in the Pasuk? Milfanecha Mishpati Yetze. And Mishpati refers to Mishpat. And we know that Kriya Shofar has to do with Mishpat. And so we see that only after davening Shachres, Kriya Satara, and Mosaf, so then we blow Shofar. So that's the source that Shofar is at Mosaf. And Ramacha Rapapa Kumir Abzeira, he gives another reason. Shanyahi, it's different. Shemitzvah Sayyah be Mosaf. The main Rosh Hashanah mitzvah, if you will, is by Mosaf. Namely, we say Malchus Achrens and Shofars. The special Rosh Hashanah tefillah is by Mosaf. So that's why Kriya Shofar is going to be by Mosaf as well. And Rav Tachlifa Kasaria, Kuraya Amar Kain, we have a pasuk that tells us this. The pasuk says Yom Truah Vaasisem. There isn't actually a pasuk like that. First it says Yom Truah, and afterwards the pasuk says Vaasisem, discussing the Rabbanus Mosaf, and so we see that the Yom Trua, namely the Tkiyah, should be by Mosaf. Rabbi Elazar Rabbi Yosef says Rishayim Yosef and Katzarta, B'chal Karbanus Ksev V'Kraftem, by all Karbanus it says V'Kraftem, V'Kan over here, Rosh Hashanah, Ksev it says V'Asisem. Why is the difference in Lashon? So Malach Kosh Baruch Hashem is telling them, Mikim Shenichnasim Ledin, Lefanim Rosh Hashanah, since you've entered before me in judgment on Rosh Hashanah, V'Yotzasim B'Shalim, and you've come out in peace, Malani Aleichem Ki'ilu Nivresim Bria Chadasha, I treat it as if you've been created and made into a brand new Bria, brand new creation, and that's Lashon of V'Asisem by Rosh Hashanah. And something similar, Rav Meshashia says, B'Shem Rav Idi, B'chal Karbanus Ksev, by all Karbanus it says, Chet, namely by the Karbanus of Yom Tovim, it uses the Lashon of Chet, such as Seir Izim Echad L'chatos, but Batzaras on Shavuos, Ein Ksev Chet, it doesn't use the Lashon of Chet. And why is that? So Amalek Kosh Baruch Hashem tells them, Mikim Shekibatam Aleichem Ol Torah, since you've accepted upon yourselves the yoke of Torah, that's on Shavuos, Malani Aleichem, Kiu Lechatasim Yimeichem, I treat it as if you never sinned, so that's why the Lashon of Chet is not used by the Karbanus of Shavuos. We're going to stop here for the day and pick a tomorrow with Halacha Tess, continue to discuss the Shev of Rosh Hashanah, but for now, everyone should have a wonderful day.